Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got another great show. There's so many things going on. And you know, this show is actually made possible by Brooks Agnew, who donated another home broadcasting unit because of the last one seemed to mysteriously explode along with our phones and the unit as well, both through the phone line and the power line at the same time. So anyway, we're back on the air with new equipment, and hopefully everything will hold up. We've got Victoria Lilinquist on the line here, and at the age of 5, Victoria's journey began with angels as one appeared to her. At that time, she realized her gifts of intuition, visions, and prophetic messages. Victoria's accuracy has proven to be extremely accurate as she receives information from the angelic realms and benevolent Brotherhood of Space. Her dedication to serve as an ambassador of the stars and assist in uniting humanity again with their star families has been instrumental in her seeing beyond this reality. Victoria's gifted healing work is correlated with her transmissions from the Brotherhood of Light. And she's got a winning, an award-winning film documentary, Encounters with Angels, UFOs, and the Divine Messages. She's entered in all kinds of what they call them, documentary specials or whatever, where everybody gets together. But anyway, she's been on all kinds of national TV, radio, and show programs, and I don't want to waste a lot more time with this because I want to bring Victoria on the line because she has such an incredible message. So, Victoria, are you with us? Hopefully we haven't lost Victoria.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Oh,
yeah, I guess you're
okay.
I guess you're in another dimension.
Well, you know, I'm a figment of my own imagination most of the time.
Yeah.
So it's great to be with you. Can you hear me okay now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay.
I mean, it's been quite a ride. I know both of us have been playing around in the same dimensions and realms and part of the same galactic family, you might say. And it's nice to get, you know, another one's angle on what's happening and what their experiences are, and there's so many different places we can go with this, but I know you've got a lot of new footage. We have that up on the site. You know, people want to check it out. You've got a lot of new footage of ultra-dimensional beings, you might say, appearing to you, and, you know, all kinds of things. But I'd really love to get into is their message. You know, what are the new messages that you're getting?
Well, what I'd like to say briefly about the footage that you have up there is that this was such a close encounter that took place two nights in a row in the same exact location, and there were two scout ships flying down to the ground and then going back up and then going down to the ground, and then they were playing off of each other and then they were splitting. But it was so different than anything else I've ever filmed, James. I know that you've had a lot of things up there at the sanctuary, and but this was many people saw it. But the message I got as I was filming, they were actually hovering outside my deck by the tree, glowing and then floating down, and then they hovered over the street that I live on. I thought I was going to go, seriously. I mean, I thought this it's time now. So what I wanted to really stress tonight, and thank you so much for squeezing me into your busy radio schedule, is that based on the footage that people will see on the YouTube clips, now, I just need to mention there's some static interference, but that wasn't on the film. And I worked on it for 40 hours to transfer it, and 8 different times, well, my computer was crashing. So I know that there's forces trying to prevent this, but in the background, people will see a mothership moving from side to side that's just above the tree line as these scout ships dive down into the ground. I mean, there's actually a little lake there, and they're within 3 blocks from my house. And so what they're saying to me in this footage, and I think people will kind of get it, is that, yes, we are here, and we are ready to teleport people in the event that their area gets into trouble, because we've had so many fires over here, James. In fact, I sound kind of funny tonight because I've been coughing because there's more fires, more smoke here today.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt, you know, right after this happened was the Los Alamos fire, and that came over and really got us good. And what they wanted me to say to our listeners, to our beautiful family of light, that we have not forgotten you. And yes, we are appearing, of course, they appeared all over the place that weekend. And then I know you had some major things at your conference, too. But they are ready and waiting to step in. They're not waiting for disclosure. They are ready. They are ready to teleport. They are ready to evacuate if they need to transport people to safe areas. And I do believe that many people that were supposedly lost in the Joplin tragedy and the Japan tragedy and numerous others, I feel that many of those missing people have already been teleported, and they're waiting for us on the parallel Earth, and we will see them again.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that jives with everything you're feeling, but that's a mouthful.
You know, a lot of them seem to be guided at the last minute to just get out of town. And I know Khan, who teaches the classes here, the Yigong, and he's kind of a Taoist monk, a Japanese monk or whatever. People say I shouldn't call him a monk because he doesn't live in a cave, but he does spend a lot of time in a cave, but he still works in society, which is great.
You've mentioned his
family,
him before.
You know, we thought they were gone. Everybody thought his whole mm-hmm. town was erased off the face of the earth, basically, the
mm-hmm.
village that he was
mm-hmm.
in. And he found his family, and they just were guided, you know, at the last minute, I guess, to go up to high ground and visit somebody else. And sure enough, you know, I think that's the way things happen. We don't really know where these thoughts come into our mind, or where this guidance comes from. And I know they work on so many different subtle levels to try to keep us out of harm's
definitely.
Way.
Well, I know one thing I'd like to share. I had a client come over from Santa Fe, Albuquerque area, because the fires were really bad over there, and she came to Pagosa to try to get some good air, and she said that she had been going to a garden at night for many years, and she shared that after the Japan earthquake, she was in the garden one night, and all these Japanese people showed up with a real puzzled look on their face and, you know, kind of confused of, you know, where they were and how they got there. And mm-hmm. and she was assisting them. And then she also mentioned that she saw Bin Laden walking with Christ, Sananda, mm-hmm. and talking to him for a long time. I'm sure that he was trying to, you know, work out some... I don't know, due diligence and whatever, but I think that one thing that the Brotherhood would like me to say is that the most important thing that we need to do right now is be in that I Am presence. Not everybody's going to be able to move to a different location, but if they're guided, if they listen, like you say, things happen and they're out of harm's way. But I feel that that vibration and that consciousness that we are all striving to magnify and really have it become our new reality, that's our bubble of safety. That is our protection, and it takes a lot. And you can't be in judgment, and you've got to be in the compassion, and you just got to hold that space, and that's what I've been receiving anyway on that.
Yeah, we've seen that happen over and over again. I thought what was really interesting is that they showed they showed it's a temple gate, and over there in Japan, and this one hit, you know, the atomic bomb hit it basically, and everything was just totally devastated and flattened and smoking around it, but it's just sitting there, you know, standing tall. And there was a monastery there where these monks were praying and creating their own shields and everything else, and, mm-hmm. and it made it through. And then this last tsunami, they show another one, and they alluded to it was the exact same one. It's sitting there. Everything is totally devastated, but here's this temple gate sitting there.
Yeah.
You know? And it was going around all over YouTube, you know, and they're saying, what the hell is it made of? You know, like, what the hell is this
well,
made
and,
of?
And, so, I know that we can be lifted out of, we can be lifted out of cars,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they're flying off a cliff like I was, and the car was pulled backwards, and I walked out of the car. I mean,
yeah.
it just, I know that people, everyone I talk to, and I'm sure your listeners and people that come to be with you up there, everyone is feeling that we are just so close to just the big leap. The big
mm-hmm.
leap, I'm excited. I tell the other people, look, don't be in the fear. Just hold that space, because this has been a long journey. And I know you and I spoke about this last summer, and I was kind of surprised that we're still here. But I think that it's going to be shifting very soon here. And the other thing is just what we see around with, I don't know if you saw the thing about Minnesota, the whole government shutting down over there.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Definitely.
They let like 22,000 people go, and they couldn't come to an agreement with their political leaders, so they just shut the state down. And my friend Jean Henderson, that's on my movie Encounters with Angels, she told me, she said it was just so strange. And I think that we're going to see a lot of this happening, but we are powerful beings, and we know how to do this. We just have to go inside and remember who we are.
I bet nobody noticed.
Shut down?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, everybody goes, I'm feeling a little freer right now. I don't know why. I'm you know.
Well, you know what they, well, the thing is, I mean, they told, she's on, if you're a certain age, you get free health care, or health care for $20 a month. And they told them, look, don't call, you're just going to have to go to the emergency room. That program is over. I mean,
mm-hmm.
so this is like just, I mean, it's not, we don't care about the government, but when it shuts down all the things that make things function, it's pretty scary.
Yeah, I've noticed.
So,
you know, what I've noticed is that they shut down the essential things, and all the non-essential things, they keep, you know, going, especially the people that are doing the shutdown are the ones that are not even
necessary. They got to get their paycheck.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've seen, you know, I was really thinking about this. I was meditating on this, and, you know, they have all this big technical stuff, you know, like Social Security. You know, they try to say, oh, it's because of the baby boomers. You know, they're always trying to blame it on something, but everybody paid into that. And if you do the math on how much people paid into that, that should be there, and it's not there. And you go, well, where did it go? It doesn't matter, baby boomers or not. You know, people are people, and people paid into it, and that money should be there, but it's not there. And you look at this over and over again, what's the reoccurring pattern here? And the pattern is that we gave people a whole lot of money to take care of us, and they took care of themselves. That is
exactly
the reoccurring pattern when you get down to basics.
I've always felt that in my heart that by the time I made it to the Social Security time, that the program wouldn't be there, or I might not be in this dimension. And I,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think that this is one more sign things are really winding down, and I share with people that are trying to orchestrate some new goals, and it's kind of, have you noticed it's just kind of hard to plan too far ahead anything because everything feels very fluid?
Yeah, I've got some events. People are asking me to come to, Africa and see South Africa and speak there, and all these other places like Egyptian tours, things like that, and they keep coming in ahead of time, even to go to India and things like that. And every time they come in, they say, no, don't go, you're not going to be going. And I don't know why they do this, but the universe seems to schedule me exactly when a huge natural disaster is going to happen or an uprising or whatever else. And the inner guidance tells me, no, you're not going. And my ego starts fighting, going, oh, I've always wanted to go there. This is a golden opportunity, And the inner guidance comes and says, no, you're not going, And every time, it's
totally can relate to that. You may be going, but you're not. It's not via Delta, because as low as these crafts were over my street, they were 50 feet above me.
Oh yeah.
You really can't see on the footage just how dramatic. Only in person, it's like mind blowing, and so. Like when I contacted you and I said, James, I think we're going to be taking a little ride. Get your flight jacket ready because they may be transporting both of us and maybe some other folks where we're going to take a message to different various places around the planet. And because people recognize us, they won't be afraid when we walk off some kind of, otherworldly vehicle that lands in somebody's field,
far-fetched
as that sounds, it feels very possible now. I used to think people would lock me up if I said that, but honestly, after seeing what I experienced two nights in a row at 9:30 at night, both nights, I know that we've moved to that next level. So those people in India, they'll be excited when they see you, but you're going to just get there a different way, James.
Yeah, I was thinking that either by locator, I definitely don't want to do the DNA scattering, at the airport, and going through those programs or
and
everything else, it's just like I'm so done with that. And also too, a lot of the pilots are refusing to fly and take an early retirement because the radiation up there is just so intense.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up next about the comets that are supposed to come into our atmosphere and maybe getting to be 140 degrees, and we need to have caves or cellars or something. We can. I know you're already set up where you are, but. I wouldn't want to be a flight attendant flying around in that all that solar flare and electromagnetic stuff. And
be a glow in the dark, person there pretty soon. You'd end up being a glow in the dark, if you keep going that route.
Your fluorescent flag or jacket that they use on the road.
Yeah, we're having ships fly over here that look like suns, and we have it up on the side on the.
I saw that. That was amazing. And then, tell me what happened. When you had the conference, was it a group of craft or light ships that came over the group or?
There was. One night, it was just crazy. There were so many ships flying over during the conference. There was quite a few ships, and, a couple nights were slow. There's maybe, 10 or 15, high flyers. But some of the nights were just amazing where they just did their power up. They flew over and just lit up and just expanded and got huge and then made a nice turn, and took off. But one of the last nights of the conference, it was pretty late. It was about 12 o'clock, and unfortunately, most people went to bed, a lot of people. But there's quite a few people still out in the field. Everything was winding down. And I was in, we have this little viewing tower that I have now out in the front that I built, and I stay in that one quite a bit, and you know, there's different places I stay, but you know, to avoid the psychotronics and all the other things going on here.
Right, right.
But, yeah, but it was quite interesting. I looked out the window and I saw this huge golden object coming right at the window. You know, it was coming right towards us. And
yeah.
I go, oh my
oh,
God,
yeah.
You know, they're here, you know, they're here. And the same thing, I got that feeling like, you know, it's time, you know, and it just kept coming and coming and coming. And then all of a sudden it just phased out. It just vanished. And John Kelly, luckily, was outside. He's a real trooper here. He's out there with every, you know, every night.
Yes.
You know, using his equipment. And those who don't know him, he does a lot of reverse speech and a lot of other, you know, inner voice. If you go to innervoice.com, you can see a lot of his work and a lot of the footage he's taking here. But he was there, and I walked out to him, and I said, I go, John, did you see that? I go, did you get it? And nobody said anything. Everybody was just like in awe. Their jaws dropped. You know, usually people are hollering and screaming.
Right.
There,
it's so exciting that there's no words.
No, this
it's mesmerizing, and especially, like, you know, at least with what I had the other night, they were floating and glowing just like the ones in Encounters of the Third Kind.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just swooping down and
yeah.
And just, you know, doing different colors, but actually, you know, not just hanging up there and shape shifting, you know,
yeah.
2,000 feet up or whatever. You know, this, you know, that's the thing I think that is so exciting. And
mm-hmm.
you know, when you mentioned looking out your window at that ship the other night, it reminds me of a vision I had. About 5-6 years ago in July, and a little ship in my vision flew through my window, and then it materialized into an actual being.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of had red sandy hair, and he said, "It's time to go." So I had this tiny little briefcase, and I just had my camera and some things, and it was time to go. So I think that people are having a lot of these experiences. They're happy when they hear us talk about it, because then they know that they're not, you know, hallucinating.
Not going off the deep end.
Yeah.
There's what's nice about here is that it's a group effort, and you know, we have, I don't know how many people out in the field right now. I imagine there's probably at least, you know, 40 or 50 people out there. I don't know.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah, there's quite a few groups out there. Everybody just converged. And, you know, it is a full moon here and everything. So.
Oh, yes.
Last night.
Yes.
Yeah, but
well,
incredible energy.
That really does make a difference, because the oneness of all of your energy and your thoughts and your love.
Mm-hmm.
And they love us so much. Don't you feel their love when they come, James?
Oh, it's overwhelming. It's like the old saying, the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. And if you're full of fear and judgment and you know, all these other things, or programs, religious programs, all these things that, you know, everything's the devil or whatever, and you project that to them, you know, they're just going to take the high road and split, you know. But if you send them love, the love that comes back from these beings is so amazing. It's unearthly. It's beyond this plane, definitely. And they're very, very spiritually and technologically advanced beings. And some are coming from, you know, very high dimensions. And you can imagine the frequencies emanating from these people and these beings when you connect to them. And if, you know, if we would just drop our aggressiveness and our fear and
exactly.
open up to have this experience, I mean, I think they just the energy exchange, the wisdom exchange, and if we had our act together, the technology exchange would totally turn this planet around, you know, in a heartbeat.
Well, I feel that we're going to be moving to the reality that it's everything we love about this earth. But it's our universal reality. I feel like we're in the illusion wars right now, and that's why it's getting so ratty, and and corrupt, and so we will have that glorious technology when we move into that mode. And I've mentioned this before on your show, and I still, it's pretty much the same. I'm getting the same transmission on this as I've been getting for quite a few years since 97. But, you know, they say that we'll go to sleep and we will wake up in the other reality. Now, not to say that some people may find themselves all of a sudden teleported to a different place. I mean, how many times have we been driving on the road and all of a sudden, you know, we're an hour out of our way that we, you know, we miss something and we, I mean, it's very possible, and more people are starting to wake up and listen to that, although there's many that are still very much asleep. So.
Yeah, unfortunately, it definitely, you know, there's so many theories out there and visionaries seeing different things about the future, and some see, you know, a very bleak future, and some see, you know, an ascension and people jumping from one timeline to another. You know, everything from Nibiru just coming in and cleaning house on everything, you know, versus ascending to a different level. And, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
What the Brotherhood are telling me is that we're going to be moving into that other reality before some of these major, serious events of Nibiru and, is it Elana? I never say it right, but
Elana, yeah.
The comet and mm-hmm. And so I mean I know for myself, I feel like my body has been totally changed, James. I mean, it's just, and the animals just go crazy around mm-hmm. me. They just can't get enough of me. They're all over me, and there's something that has shifted in my whole, I mean, it's always been pretty strong vibration electromagnetically, but mm-hmm. something shifted since I filmed those ships the other night.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel that everyone is being if you're focused on the path, you're being changed in that frequency, which we call transference, which allows you to be able to go into the Merkava vehicles because the energy is really intense. So as far as some of these cataclysmic events, I think that they could happen, but I feel that they're going to be moving as many of us as possible to the second Earth, and there's already a lot of children there waiting. I've had several people call me up and say, you know, I feel like you're my commanding officer, and I'm here to report.
yeah.
And you know, I'm here for the children, And I feel even like that movie, Knowing with Nicolas Cage, he gets these transmissions and writes all these things down, and it ties in with the Chariot of Ezekiel, which is what I have on film, that chariot, with the pictographs appearing out of it. But that movie, of course, ends with them transporting the children to the second Earth, and it's so beautiful at the end when you see these children walking through these fields of grain and wheat, mm-hmm. and you know, it's just, have you seen it, James? Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I have, you know, and you know what's interesting, and
they've been
too,
playing
that,
it like almost every day lately, yeah. on TV, and
oh, yeah.
I mean, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like that at least part of it is
I think there's a lot of accuracy to what they're saying, just all those things, you know, the 2012, the movie, you know, the science is there,
yeah.
and,
mm-hmm.
and the possibilities are there, and, you know, the sun mm-hmm. just threw a massive flare-off. It looked like one-third of the sun went off, you know, in a huge coronal mass ejection, and luckily, it wasn't aiming in our direction, and if it was, I mean, what the Earth facing the sun at that time would just be toast, basically, you know, everything would go down, the technology, probably the people, and, it would have been a real mess. But, the potential's there. And,
Have your phone been feeling weird? I mean, like, do you feel like some of that electronic screwiness is I feel like it's happening. I've never had so many drop calls a lot of interference seems to be happening right now. And yesterday, let's see, 2 days ago, if you can remember back that far, it's kind of hard for me to always think of it, but in two of my sessions, my healing sessions, I felt like time slowed down. There were so many beings in the room with us, and people wanted an hour and a half session, and at an hour, I felt like we'd been in there for 2 hours. And it felt like time slowed down 2 days ago. Did you happen to notice any weird time thing this week?
I have. One thing I noticed is that, on all levels, one, I feel like there's a huge shift, like a healing energy coming in that is stopping time. I mean, that's how you do heal. Actually, you collapse time and create a new reality. But, I mean, that's been coming in. Right. And also, too, the sun, I've been really feeling its influences, and it's been making me really spacey and having some headaches. And then on top of that,
did you feel a lot of solar flares today?
Yeah. Yeah, the low-level stuff I was going to talk about, too. But we also are having, some pretty weird black helicopters flying around here. A lot of crazy dreams, in the astral level, like creating discord and beings trying to come in and disrupt the energies and looking for a hole, looking for a space wherever there's anger or unresolved issues or separation game going, they jump in and activate that and play with it. And what's sad is when they're doing it, the people don't even know it's being done. They don't even realize their actions or things like that. But I'm getting emails after emails of people saying, who is this guy next to me? Or who is my boyfriend or my girlfriend is just, totally shifted. And I don't even know who they are anymore.
Exactly. Isn't that wild? I mean, it's like people's personalities, a lot of people, they're either going one way or the other. And it's like, if you go into the Bible and you look at, separating the wheat from the tares. I mean, it really is happening right now.
It definitely is. And what, there's so many different angles at this and things going on that, people have a piece of it and they're trying to focus on it. And scientifically, basically, I look at science, but the sad thing now is that you cannot depend on NASA or USGS or anything because there's a lot of evidence out there. USGS isn't even posting, major events going on. Volcanoes getting
exactly
ready to act.
Right.
They're really acting up and getting ready to go. And earthquakes in certain areas. And Yellowstone has been taken off the map. They're not even talking about what's happening there. All of these things are European stations are monitoring this and posting it, but our own government is not telling us, the USGS.
What are they saying about Yellowstone?
Well, the bulge there, it's really, there's a lot of small quakes there. It's bulging. There's a lot of magma flow now underneath it moving. But you go for the government program here, and they go, oh, no, it's totally calm. It's there's nothing going on. There's nothing to see here, folks. Keep shopping.
I'm living on an ancient volcano here. Pagosa Springs is an ancient volcano.
Okay.
And
hopefully it stays ancient.
What's that?
I said hopefully it'll stay ancient.
Oh, I hope it does stay ancient. But what I feel is that the volcanoes have this way of communicating with each other. When one starts blowing, and another one does, and it's like they're talking to each other. And I've been feeling a little bit of Well, I feel the movement worldwide when it's on another part of the planet, but mm-hmm. myself and others in this area have been feeling some shifting in that too. But I just feel that we've got a lot to look forward to. We have to stay focus on the positive because mm-hmm. it's, you know, we knew it was going to get kind of rocky and rough, but we can do it. We can get through this, and oh, yeah. we will. And the Brotherhood are very, very conscious of everything that we're experiencing, and they're sorry that it's been uncomfortable. But I think that things are going to be speeding up, and that's one reason why I really wanted to be able to chat with you tonight, because I made a trip to see my family and my friends up in northern Utah, and I basically told them goodbye, James, mm-hmm. because I feel that we're living in a moment-to-moment thing of whatever our contract is, and I'm joyous. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a sad goodbye, but it was like, hey, you know, if I don't see you again, I'll see you on the second earth.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, I'm feeling that too. I'm feeling that like a mate. Although there's a lot of challenges still, I'm just feeling done. You know, it's hard to explain.
You've been putting out so much, James. You've been giving so much. I've been giving so much. So many people are giving so much, and they're you feel complete, right? You feel mm-hmm. like you've completed your task.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was told too. They said, you know, you've gone far further than we ever expected, and you know, doing the intention experiment on Coast to Coast, you know, with 15 million listeners, and just all the videos and the YouTube that's getting out there with, you know, I've had some wonderful help on getting that all out there. And you know, just with the two radio shows and all the conferences and everything else, it's like, and I just feel like, you know, like not just myself, but you and all the other people that have been working in that direction now, is that there's such a momentum, a forward momentum going in that direction, that it's just unstoppable. And they're also telling me, too, that the days of tyranny are closing out. Like, by mm-hmm. November, they're going to be pretty much folded in on themselves. And I'm seeing that as a frequency, if you look at some of these, you know, the fat cats up there that on the top of the ladder, you look at them and they're just like hanging on. They look terrible, you know. They're just barely hanging onto their physical bodies, and they are so constricted and so controlling and manipulating and so separate from the life force itself that they are just like, you know, decomposing on the hoof, basically.
They're not going to be able to vibrate as we move into this higher frequency. That's mm-hmm. that's why so many people are leaving the planet right now.
I read an article, too, that was, it sounded accurate, too. They had two forms of chemtrails that they're spraying up there, and one was to try to negate these incoming energies that are coming in, you know, that we're moving into a highly energized place in space that's creating DNA change and, you know, quantum leap in evolution. And part of the program is to try to block that and then also make people as sick as possible with the second layer. You know, there's two layers to it. But, you know, it's quite interesting when you look at it, but it's a force that's so big that, you know, their technology and their HARP and their psychotronics and everything that they're using is just, all I see that is karma building. They're just building more and more karma, and they're ensuring that they will never return to this frequency again or this planet.
Yeah, they're scrambling. Hey, what do you think about the inner Earth? Are you feeling that, I know a lot of people really resonate, they feel they're going to be going inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I did go to the inner Earth when I was in Machu Picchu
mm-hmm.
one night, and it was awesome, but I don't necessarily feel that that's where my assignment is. And I just was wondering about how you were feeling about that.
You know, I'm very, very connected in with Palladian energies, and I have a lineage there that is one of my stronger connections, also in the Orion connection. And I also have some past lives, you know, as, you know, believe it or not, these feline beings over in Sirius. So, you know, I was looking at all these lineage connections that I have to the stars, and but the one that's the strongest, it seems, and from what I understand, is that the scepter's been passed, and the Palladians have more stock in the Earth than any other race, you know, both genetic stock and time and energy spent here, and so the scepter's been passed to them, and it's like mama's coming home, you know, it's like we've really gotten sidetracked, and, you know, we forgot that this was supposed to be an Eden, you know, where people would evolve to their highest potential, you know, on this physical Eden here, and it's gotten so hijacked that they're coming in now, and they're going to reset everything and get it back on course.
Well, I've been going to that other world at night, and I'll tell you, it's so fabulous. I feel like I'm going to just get people's... you know, their housing set up, their it's very real, and I know a lot of people are experiencing that, and I you know, however it's going to work, but I know that there's just been a lot of talk about the inner earth thing, and I just but I feel like I'm more of I'm a star being, and my connection is Pleiades and Andromeda. Andromeda is my original seed homeland.
You know, it's funny because I feel really connected to all of it, and I've gone to the inner Earth, outer body, and checked it out, and connected with the beings there, and feel really connected to that kingdom, you know, and the nature kingdom, and the elfin kingdom too, and all of that. You know, feel
yeah,
very
I love
connected.
Them. I love them. I just don't feel like that's where I'm going to end up. But I think
I really don't know exactly how everything's going to turn out. I see the big picture on how things are going to unfold here on the planet. But as far as each individual, I think people are going to, you know, there's as many realities that are going to unfold as there are people, and
exactly.
It's going to be determined by the choices that they make.
Yeah, everyone, wherever they resonate, they'll probably go back to their home planet or, you know, whatever their contract is. And
yeah,
not everybody's
exactly.
going to see it the same way. And that's why, you know, people say, well, you know, tell me the way it is. And I go, well, I can tell you the way it is for me, but... you have inside of you that ability to figure out how it's supposed to be for you, because we all have our own stories.
Exactly. And, you know, we all have our own unique purpose for being here and our own connections, you know, with the higher dimensions. And, you know,
and our responsibility to anchor in that light. I mean, we're the grand orchestra, and it takes each and every one of us.
Exactly. What we do here is we help people clear out, you know, the old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, and clear up any past life blocks that are going on, and, you know, and we hook them up to their own connection and whatever that lineage takes them to their highest connection. And then from then on, it's up to them. And when they come back, you know, for us to tell them what's going on and what to do, and we said, look, that's not my job. I'm just here to clear the energy, you know, to give you your own connection with Creator, Spirit, God, whatever you want to call it, and, you know, help you hook up with your own main teacher and guide. But the rest of that is individual responsibility.
Right. And people, you notice some people, they'll just take workshop after workshop after workshop, and you say, when are you going to apply what you've learned? Instead of, you know, it's like you feel like you're doing it by... just you're avoiding really going into proactiveness, and you're just, you know, you don't need any more workshops, sweetheart. You just need to start applying it and and really magnifying the presence. You know, this is what I have to, work with people on, because some of them just, they get all wrapped up in that, and they get wrapped up in the doingness instead of the beingness.
Exactly. I always tell people, who's trying here? What part of you thinks it needs to do this and go through all this journey and do all these things like so you can become what you already are? And it really shocks
all
people.
All the things that we've been forever and always is what we're magnifying now.
It's like God is going out and seeking God, It's like, I love what the Lama said. They said, in America, spirituality or religion, he said it's like going out to the barn, saddling up your horse, hopping on, and riding out looking for it. And you've been sitting on it the whole time.
Yeah, well, and see, that's the thing. I think people miss the miracles, too. They get so wrapped up in the old ways, and we have to start really looking at life in a new and different way and embracing each and every moment. I live in a moment-to-moment state of being. I have a difficult time planning too far ahead, and like you, I get a lot of invitations of people wanting me to come here and there to lecture, to take groups also, but I just know that it's important that we honor our energy fields, and right now, being in airports or out there where, it's just, especially people that are as sensitive as you and I are, it's difficult. It's difficult to go out there.
And you're beat up, and people don't realize it's just sympathetic resonance that when you take a higher frequency into a lower frequency, it's going to want to match, or find an equilibrium. And it does really, it's great on your energies, and you're trying to maintain this really high frequency, without much of a support system out there while you're trying to do this. And now I've been very, very selective on where I do go and speak. Mm-hmm. And if the energy is really high there, and I feel there's going to be some really good people, high vibrational people there, I'll go and do it. But, some of the other groups, that are just stuck in the mind and want to argue and bicker and things like that aren't open to the higher realities. I just say, no, let somebody else.
And they're not interested in the spiritual point of view. They just don't. A lot of them just don't seem to be waking up, and I think that's where the separation is happening. Even in among people that have been our colleagues, some of them, they're talking the talk, but they're not working on their vibration, and they seem to be. Just holding, but there's a lot of them that are wonderful, and they're doing everything they need to be. I think love, we just have to really stay in the love and stay in non-judgment and stay in compassion, but don't waste our energy being around people that are going to drag us down. We have to really protect our energy fields and listen, and we'll be guided to be where we need to be. Can I say my website?
Definitely.
Some people, they probably have the website, but it's victoriouslight.com. And I wanted to mention that these days, since I have so many thousands of people on my email list, I'm now just doing my blog and YouTube. So if there's something they want to go to, they can find my blog within my website. But my blog page is messagesoflightfromvictoria.blogspot.com. And if I can do anything for anyone, pray for someone in their family or help them in any way, please let me know, and I'd be happy to also, if they want healing CDs or if they want the movie, Right now, you know, I'm not even that concerned about those kind of third dimensional things, because I just feel like it's so important that we really just embrace that oneness and that love that we all want to be in together.
Yeah, that is the bottom line. It's like sweating the small stuff, and you know, the more we expand in consciousness, we realize we are these, you know, just totally awesome beings down here, and everybody else is, you know, these vast beings. But you know, some people are running around just thinking they're a body and a personality, and
they think they're a personality.
Yeah, and being led by their TV and their leaders, you know, and to tell them what the next step is, and it's very sad because they're going to have a really rude awakening, you know, in the very near future, that they are going to have to learn to lead themselves, and those they've given their power to, you know, are not there to take care of them. They're there to take care of themselves, and I hope people finally realize this program. You know, rather than voting for a Republican, you know, like they're the same, you know, they're all the same. And really drop into your heart and drop into service and start, you know, creating a different world, you know, a world without all the manipulation and control and manufactured lack and everything else that we're dealing with.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. And I think that's, as we hold that focus, hopefully it'll spread and that light will spread, and some of the stragglers, you know, they may wake up in a twinkling of an eye, but we're getting pretty close. If people aren't doing the homework, they're going to have to they're going to be scrambling.
Well, so I agree. I think you know, I was thinking that you know, myself, I could use a little R&R in the Pleiades, you know, with a beautiful massage therapist.
Come down to Pagosa and have some R&R, James.
you don't have to
go to Pleiades. Come to Pagosa Springs.
Exactly.
We'll throw you in the ancient volcano water.
Oh, that works. Yeah, it's getting to be that time where I'm going to have to take a little break in, but...
I usually go down to Mexico or
Hawaii, but the last trips I've taken there were work. You know, they were just constant work, and I didn't really get, you know, the R&R time I was looking for. But
I'm gonna find a place
that nobody knows me, and wear some sunglasses and a wig or something, and sip daiquiris on a beach or something for a couple weeks.
Well, my family just moved to Hawaii, so they're going to be over there. Hopefully, they're not going to be surfing the tsunamis. But
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I've been getting it, lay
low through November. You know, watch how things unfold. Mm-hmm. Focus on your spiritual, you know, unfoldment, and you know, heal up your old programs and. You know, the old saying, you know, praise Allah, tie your camel.
Yep, it's just being in the moment, and have that bliss, that heaven on earth within us. And because we're getting ready to go home.
There's a big reunion right around the corner, and it's not that far away.
I can't wait. And I'd love to see you, James. I had to be with my family over the 4th of July because they're leaving to go over there for a year to teach at the college. And so once again, I wasn't able to come and be with you, but I was with you in spirit, as always.
We'll just have to get this bi-location thing down. You know, I haven't got it perfected yet. I've had it happen a few times, but I'm
you may just see me on your deck tonight.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there's a good group of people. I know they'd all love to see you here, and I think there's going to be a lot of activity.
But maybe I will. Maybe I'll still make it up there this summer.
Yeah, we'll see your Merkaba show
really
up, and then you can step out of that light and give everybody a show here.
I think the two of us could really bring in some outrageous things. And like I say, if we keep having more fires, I may have to take another little trip out of here. So.
Yeah, sounds good. You're welcome anytime. You know, unfortunately, we're running out of time here. Is there anything you want to leave the audience with?
Just embrace that I am self, that oneness with the Creator and the Creator of, you know, your God self, and stay in the joy. Try to be joyful. Don't let all the hammering 3D stuff drag you down, because we're getting ready to graduate, and it's going to be a wonderful journey. I've seen it. I've been there, and I just send my love to everyone, and God bless you all.
I think with this unity wave going through right now, the ones that are hammering are going to find out they're hammering their own fingers, you know.
This is true.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway,
thank you again,
James.
I appreciate you very much.
Oh, you too. Keep up the great work, and I'm sure we'll stay in touch.
All righty. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, give out your website one more time so people want to get more information.
It's Victoria's Light, and that's Victoria, S as in Sam, LIGHT.com.
Okay.
So,
and there they can get any CDs or any other information you have.
Right, the movie and the CDs, or, you know, phone sessions, or, you know, whatever they might need, prayer work. So.
Great.
All righty.
Hey, well, keep up the good work, and I'll see you in the ether.
Hey, thank you, James. Take care. Have a good one. Happy
full moon.
All right,
we're out of time, folks. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Watch the skies. It's going to get really busy, not just tonight, but in the next few nights and the next few months, according to sources. It's going to get really busy. So, especially in the Bible Belt, they're in for a surprise. So, anyway, this is James Gillen signing off. Have a great evening.